bill that funds abortions. This is the culmination of years and years and years of trying to get this crap past the real people. It's a woman's right. This is a Democrat wet dream here. It's a woman's right to free and unfettered abortions. Oregon's Democrat Governor Kate Brown is going to sign the legislation that accomplishes exactly that. It presents a sweeping, unprecedented change in state law that's going to require insurers to provide free abortions to all residents, including illegal aliens.
Heck, I got mine scheduled for next week, Jim.
You going to get an abortion?
Oh, I'm going to get two.
Oh, well, you might as well.
It's free.
The taxpayers are going to pay for it. And what's interesting, it was only Democrats that voted for that bill. Not a single Republican voted for that. And when they tell you, oh, they're going to require the insurers to provide all of this for free. Well, who in the hell do you think is going to pay for that? The insurers, who are already in many cases losing money because of Obamacare, all they're going to do is tack that onto the price of the premiums, and you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for somebody else's free abortions, including people that shouldn't even be in the country to begin with. You know, in my opinion, if you're in a country illegally to begin with, maybe we should abort all of them.
All of them, right.
You know, we don't, oh, you're 57 years old, you're here illegally, fine, you're aborted. It just never seems to end.
And you know, Jim, this is really more of a spite bill because it's going after the way Trump has been attacking Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And this, the only way they got this through this year is because it was the anti-Trump sentiment that allowed them, the political environment, to push this kinds of nonsense through.
Well, of course. You know, and here's the thing on abortion, folks. I personally don't care about abortions. I think if a woman, you know, if there's a medical reason or rape or incest, I don't have a problem with abortions. What I have a problem with is using abortion as a means of birth control, which is exactly what's happening. All that does is reinforce irresponsibility. Oh, well, you don't have to be responsible in your sexual activities because if you screw up, somebody else will pay the bill. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm tired of paying the bill for somebody else's mistakes. Let them pay for it.
And you know what really ticks me off, Jim, is my dear old Irish Catholic grandmother who had 9 children, who has at least about 30 or 40 grandchildren and more great-grandchildren than I care to count. She is vehemently against people who are having abortion because it goes against her religion, it goes against her theology, and she's, as a poor person, is now paying for wealthy people or middle-class people to have abortions.
Yeah, exactly. It's something Democrats have wanted forever, you know. You ever notice that everything that Democrats want to do, they only cover 3 areas. Number 1, they want more of your money. Number 2, they want to infringe on your legal rights. And number 3, they want to absolve people from individual responsibility. And, folks, you can't run a society like that. You just can't do it. Why do you think we elected Donald Trump as president? Because people are realizing you can't continue down this road of absolving people from responsibility for their actions. You can't keep fleecing people for money they can't afford. And sooner or later, when you start infringing on people's constitutional rights, the people are going to stand up and say, all right, this is enough of this crap. And that's where we're at right now. And we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to go right to the phone. So please stay with us.
Always the right tire, always the right price, Car West Tire. Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase four select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
RV buyers, this is the big one. Bring the family to Gibbs RV Summer Jubilee now. Right now, huge discounts on RVs, truck campers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, toy haulers, and trailers. With prices this good, you'll soon be on the road camping, tearing it up at the dunes, and staying dry come hunting season. RV owners, leave it all behind and just get away. Isn't it your turn? Purchase and service your new RV in Coos Bay and shop local at the largest RV dealer on the Oregon coast, Gibbs RV Superstore. The Summer Jubilee sale is on now. For all your RV needs on Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay and online at GibbsRVSuperstore.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I was just listening to that Gibbs RV ad. I was over there the other day, and you know, they're still trying to find quality pre-owned RVs to buy. So if you've got an RV, a travel trailer, whatever, and it's time to move it on, check with Gibbs. They'll probably, if it's in good condition, they'll buy it.
Okay, so the six RVs that I was behind on the way up here to Coos Bay from Bandon,
right.
All six of you need to go over to Gibbs RV, and you need to get yourself a new RV and turn in those older ones so that, you know, we can get them off the roads and get you some new fancy RVs.
And we're going to go right to the phone. We're going to talk to Bud in Bandon. Bud, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Jim. Don't normally call in talk show, but this is one case that I know you mentioned it. I was told you mentioned it over and over, but if they don't solve the PERS problem, you're going to have this state having to raise more and more and more money.
Oh, yeah.
Poured only into PERS.
Well,
it
look,
never reaches the kids in schools. It never reaches anything but PERS.
Well, for years, we've been trying to do something about PERS, because the way that was initially set up, you know, what kind of an idiot sets up an investment plan that guarantees a minimum return?
And they don't put a cap on it.
And that's the way PERS was set up years ago. They get an 8% increase per year, no matter what the economy does. And when the economy does not provide that 8%, guess where it comes from?
It comes right out of taxes.
Right out of your pocket. And for years they've been trying to address it. I remember, I don't know, it's been quite a few years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago. The legislature actually passed three bills that would have addressed PERS and brought it under control. And while it was going through the legislature, the public employee unions were remarkably silent about it, never said a word. Well, as soon as those bills were passed, they took them to court and got two of them overturned. And I've always suspected, I can't prove it, but remember, the judges that ruled on that are members of PERS.
Right.
So they
vested
had a
interest.
They had
Everybody who works in government has a vested interest in getting all the money into that system.
Exactly. And they don't give a rat's behind about the hardship it causes Oregonians that have to pay for that.
Yeah, but we do. We're Oregonians that end up having to pay for it. And there ought to be some recourse that system can be modified corrected and brought into line with reality so that they get a fair share and we don't end up paying through the nose for something that is so out of line.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that, bud. The problem is that it's probably never going to happen as long as we allow the public employee unions to buy politicians, that's what they do.
Well said.
The only way we're going to bust that cycle is make it a conflict of interest and prohibit them from donating. And I don't know how you do that without violating their free speech rights. So basically, the only way it's going to change is when enough people, enough voters in this state realize how badly we're getting the shaft, that they will stop voting for people that are bought and paid for by the public employee unions.
Simply, they need to do what they did in Wisconsin. And I think that was another Governor Brown. No, that was Governor... I can't think of his name, but he took on the unions in Wisconsin
Walker.
And he defeated Walker. Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And somehow that has to happen, because until it does, this problem is going to be just totally ignored. I mean, who believes it's all going to help the kids?
Right, well...
It never has. It's helping all the politicians that are working for the state, and I'm not sure how far down that goes, whether it's cities and counties, too.
Right.
But it helps them, and I have nothing against it, but it's an unreasonable amount of help for people who probably didn't even set it up but want to perpetuate it.
Right.
You know, maybe that's why they're prescribing so many opioids to people, is they're just trying to drug them up to the point that we'll just accept anything.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what they've done with their lies and corruption to begin with, is they've inured us to the fact, you know, it's gotten to the point, bud, when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, well, that politician's lying, instead of reacting as we should, that... My God, my employee is lying to me.
Uh-huh.
He should be fired. Basically, we just shrug our shoulders and move on because we're so accustomed to politicians lying to us.
Right. Years and years ago, probably in the 70s, I came up with a thought that the dirtiest word in the English language is incumbent.
Right. Yes.
And I kept looking at what was wrong with systems that were being not changed or not brought into line with reality, and it's incumbents, and people keep voting for them because their name generally appears at the top of the list, whatever, and you get the politics that you're willing to vote for, and you end up paying for it without realizing that you're keeping the system intact.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of ties in, bud. You know, I'm a big fan. After every election, I look at the exit polls and try to determine, okay, what happened here. Fully 86% of the people who cast ballots for any candidate vote primarily name recognition. They don't know anything about the individual. They don't know anything about the issues. They don't know what those individuals stand for, but they recognize the name. And the incumbents always have an edge because they automatically get their name out before the public just because of the fact that they're government figures. So they have an advantage going in. The only way you're going to stop that is term limits.
That's right, but who is going to vote term limits on themselves?
Well, that's the thing. It ain't going to happen. You know?
Yeah, the legislature term limits everybody else, but not themselves.
Right. Well, you got to remember, a politician only has two jobs. The first job's get elected.
Second one is reelected.
Yeah, second job's get reelected. And what happens in the interim there is always geared towards the second job.
Right.
And they will lie, cheat, steal. They'll do whatever they've got to maintain their cushy lifestyle at your expense.
You know, that's why I'm for the Delhi legislature. You know how you go into a deli and you pull a number, and then when your number's called, you go up and serve?
Right.
Well, at this point, maybe we'd be better off having a Delhi legislature where we all pick a number, and when our number's called, you get to go up there, and once you serve, you're out.
Yeah.
I think that was at least the constitutional idea of the federal government was that it would be a citizen government.
Right.
Where you go in for one term, serve your public duty, and go back home and plow.
Well, you know, if you read the Federalist Papers and read the writings of the Founding Fathers, their whole premise was that people would go serve in the government for a short period of time. That was considered to be their civic duty to do so. And then they would go back home and do whatever it was they did before that. But and one of the biggest fears of the Founding Fathers, most of them came from Europe. They knew what it was like to live under the European monarchies and the various forms of government in Europe, and they knew where the pitfalls were. And one of the biggest fears that they had is that they did not want the United States of America to establish an aristocracy, because it was the aristocracy that controlled virtually everything in Europe, and to some degree still does today. Yet we the people, mainly because we have not been taught properly by government schools, have allowed an aristocracy to establish itself. When you look at a U.S. senator or a U.S. representative that's been in office 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 terms, that, you know, that is not representative republic any longer. That's an aristocracy. And the old boys all stick together. They're living a cushy life. They have the finest of everything that we get to pay for. And they don't want to lose their job, and you can't blame them for that. Hell, you know, if I was in that position, I'd fight to retain it too.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what we need to do is to convince the voting public that we need to implement our own term limits by failing to return over and over the incumbents. You don't have to have legislative power to do that. You only have to use your check mark on a ballot.
Exactly. And the problem is, the thing we're fighting on that is not really the politicians per se. We're fighting against the established government propaganda centers that they call schools.
Right.
Because when you don't teach history, when you don't teach the mistakes of the past, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes over and over, as we are doing in this country on a regular basis, because too many people just don't have a clue as to what's really happening.
You're correct. Absolutely correct. Now the question is, how do we, you, I, and other people that have like minds, convince the rest of the people that if you don't start making some changes, you're not going to ever get there, because you'll just keep getting the same people back?
Well, you have already made a start. You listen to, I would assume you don't just listen to this show. You probably listen to other talk shows as well. And
yes. But I made it before talk shows even existed, just by studying where the problems came from. And
right.
Yeah, like I said, it was in the 70s when I determined that incumbent was the dirtiest word in the English language.
But, you know, you're doing the only thing we can do. You're gathering information, you're acting on that information, and you vote. And that's the only way we're ever going to turn it around. You know, all these dummies out there talking about violent reactions and demonstrations, that accomplishes nothing. The only real accomplishments is educating yourself as to the facts and voting accordingly. And that's really all any of us can do when you come right down to it.
Right, but that takes some effort. And too many people, I guess, are not willing to take that effort and are willing to, in their ignorance, pay the price.
Did you ever notice, Bud, that the people that scream the loudest about government programs are the people who voted for those programs to begin with? Think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I got to take a break here. I really appreciate the call. I thank you for calling, and I thank you for listening.
I thank you for the time on the air, Jim.
All righty, and I hope call again. You know, you're an interesting caller.
Thanks much.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call here, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
Groupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Groupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Groupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Groupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
All loans subject to lender approval, must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else: money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-0255. That's 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
Hi, I'm Chris, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is President of Hillsdale College, Dr. Larry Arn, on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtue, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former congressman and presidential candidate. We're at the beginning of a new year. Who knows what the future will bring? Hopefully, the years ahead will be better. I am betting on America. But just in case things don't turn out as well as we would like, I am going to tell you about something remarkable that I have recently come across. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. My family and I are using it to prepare for those times that we hope never come. With our home freeze dryer, we are preserving home-cooked meals, fruits and vegetables, even ice cream. It's really easy to use and creates food that is healthy, has no preservatives, and will stay fresh for 25 years. We may not know what the future will bring, but one thing is certain. Because of Harvest Right, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, call 800-511-4113 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-511-4113.
Hey, have you heard about McDonald's new signature crafted recipes? You choose the meat, beef, crispy buttermilk chicken, or grilled chicken. You choose the bun, artisan roll, or sesame seed bun. And you choose the recipe of your choice, including pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, or maple bacon Dijon. New taste sensations crafted just for you. Only at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I want to address another bill that passed the Oregon legislature. And this one is, I know we've had several people call in. They didn't want to go on the air, but they wanted to make sure I was going to bring it up. This is Oregon lawmakers passed legislation that allows a judge to issue an ex parte ruling. An ex parte ruling is a ruling where the defendant is not present. Okay? That's an ex parte ruling. Issue an ex parte ruling for the confiscation of an individual's firearms. And this goes beyond firearms. If you read the bill, it also covers knives or anything that could be considered a deadly weapon, to which could include your baseball bat or, you know, a number of things that are in your home. But the bill is Senate Bill 719, and it's passed the House and Senate. It's waiting for Brown's signature, Governor Brown's signature, and she will certainly sign it, since this is part of the Bloomberg anti-gun push all across the nation. She and a lot of the Democrats in our legislature have taken money from Bloomberg, so they're dancing to his tune. They don't care about your rights. All they care about is getting the money. But it creates what they call an extreme risk protection order, ERPO, they abbreviate, which forces the subject of the order to hand over all firearms, as well as his concealed carry permit if he has one, and any other potentially deadly weapons in his home. Now, this is based on a California law that was enacted in 2014. 719 would create a so-called extreme risk protection order, ERPO, that could be obtained by a law enforcement officer, a family member, or household member in an ex parte hearing to deprive someone of their Second Amendment rights without due process of law. Now, that in itself is bad enough. You know, basically, they can deprive you of your legal Second Amendment rights without you even knowing about it.
You would think Miranda would have to be stepping into here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The ex parte aspect of the law means that the bill doesn't require the gun owner to be present for the hearing in which the judge decides whether his gun should and other property should be taken from him. Now, the proponents of this bill insist that it's not confiscation. However, the language of 719 is quite confiscatory. Here's what it says. Requires court to order respondent, that's the person that they're trying to steal the guns from, requires court to order respondent to surrender deadly weapons and concealed handgun licenses within 24 hours of service of the initial order and immediately upon service of continued or renewed order. Provides for law enforcement officer serving order to request immediate surrender.
Right.
Of deadly weapons and concealed handgun license, and authorizes a law enforcement officer to take possession of those surrendered items. Now, where's the legal process? Where's your day in court to defend yourself? It doesn't exist.
Remember
under 719.
That innocent until proven guilty thing that we used to have?
Yeah, well, you used to. Now you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. But if a requirement for immediate surrender in an ex parte ruling isn't confiscation, then what is? You know? And here's the other thing. If that happens, how do you get your property back? You know, firearms are not cheap items anymore.
Right.
You know, I know people that own several firearms that amount to several thousands of dollars, and there's no compensation for that. And it does not, the bill does not provide a process by which you get your firearms returned or your other weapons, you know, your steak knives in the kitchen, the butcher knife in the drawer, your Louisville slugger sitting in the closet.
You know, Jim, my next-door neighbor had at least $100,000 of guns you know, antique guns right. and stuff sitting in his house. And well, he's moved now for any wannabe burglars, but he had all that sitting there. So you could think that a sheriff or a police chief who may want to get his hands on a nice new, you know,
right. A high dollar,
Yeah. Collector's item. That's one way to do it. Wouldn't it be?
Oh, well, yeah, it is. Here's the other part of this that nobody seems to understand. Not only is it an infringement on the Second Amendment, which it clearly is, it's an infringement on the Fourth Amendment, but let's apply a little common sense to this as well. And I'm going to use myself. If somebody in my family turned me in for something like this, and I had a cop knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here to confiscate all your weapons, and oh, by the way, you're not going to be compensated for that. Now, I wouldn't argue with the cop. He's just doing his job.
Right.
I'd wait until the cop was gone. Whoever filed that complaint, they would disappear. They would never be seen again, period.
But you'll never know because they don't have to tell you, according to this, the way I understood it, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not difficult to figure out. Here's the other part. What if you got an ex-girlfriend or an ex-wife that's...
Then you don't tell my wife. That's what that
you know, that harbors ill feelings. All I got to do is make the report, and you lose everything. And here's the part about it that everybody should be concerned about. This is a situation under our law, under the law in this country. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. That's black letter law. It's established. It's been like that forever. Here we have a situation where you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. It's arbitrary guilt. And the people making the complaint, whether it be a family member or a cop or somebody else, or even the judge, are they trained in psychiatry? Can they spot the psychiatric signs that perhaps somebody is indeed unstable? Now, I don't have a problem with keeping firearms out of the hands of unstable people.
Right.
Which means that no Democrat should ever be able to own a firearm.
Amen.
Because, you know, well, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder, so no Democrat should be allowed to own a firearm to begin with because they are mentally ill.
Maybe we could make a report, a blanket report, and we'll send in all the names of the registered Democrats throughout the state to whoever is enforcing this. And
you know,
just get rid of
I like that.
I like that idea, too. We're going to do that.
We're going to do that. We'll get a list of Democrat voters.
I like this.
And then we will file a complaint with the courts that they are unstable, and anything in their home that could be construed as a weapon will be removed. You know, that's the only fair way to do it, and put the shoe on the other foot. And how about the criminals that voted for this? The legislature.
Oh, definitely. Hey, Catty McEwen, did she vote for this? Do you know?
I have not gotten to that point yet. I started this morning researching Catty's voting record. And what happened, as always happened when I'm doing research, I got immersed in it, and I looked up at the clock, and I thought, oh, my God, I got to go do a show. So I had to stop partway through. I don't know yet. On a future show, I will have her complete voting record because I did download the whole thing. I just haven't had time to go through it. And
before I even look, I'm willing to bet. A good C note that Arnie voted for it.
Oh,
I'm willing to bet that right off the bat.
You know, here's the thing. This next election cycle in November, I'm not even going to cover Arnie Roblin. We already know he's a liar.
Right.
We already know that he's a piece of crap. He has lied to the people. He's cost us money. He has done everything in his power to suck up to the public employee unions and the teachers' unions. And he doesn't give a rat's behind about any one of you listening unless you happen to be a member of a public employee union. If you're not, he's against you. And like I said, he is a lying piece of crap. This is nothing I haven't already told him to his face. You know, I get a lot of not a lot, but I get some emails and some calls from people about, oh, well, you talk so badly about these people. I bet you wouldn't have the guts to say it to their face. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, folks, and I've got two men in the room with me that have been with me when it's happened. I have never said anything about a politician on this show that I have not already said to their face.
Amen, and I can validate that. I've seen Jim at these meetings. I mean, we just went recently to that school, that meeting where the superintendent from the schools was. And Jim and I and we were so proud of the Republicans. There's very few times you get to be, but we were proud of them that they were all challenging them.
Yeah, they were all asking insightful, valid questions, mm-hmm. most of which went unanswered by the superintendent because... Well, he was kind of in a box.
And he couldn't really answer them, so.
Yeah, but, I never say anything on this show about anyone that I have not already said to their face. You know, and I really don't care what they think. Oh, Bill just pulled up the voting record. McEwen did vote for SB 719. So, Caddy McEwen... who claimed that she was a supporter of the Second Amendment, voted for this travesty. So now we have another lying piece of crap. And I guarantee you, folks, I promise you, the next time I see Caddy McEwen in person, I will go up to her and tell her she is lying, and I'll let you fill in whatever the final word should be.
Boy,
but I will do
one.
That. And Roblin voted yes on it as well.
Yeah, see, I didn't either. I should have took that bet. Yeah, what can I say?
I just looked at the clock. We got to give something else away. My God, it's time to give away freebies. I know everybody hates this. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant, located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. They're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night, and you can dine in. You can carry out, or they deliver. And what they're offering is their house special dinner. That includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried lice, and pork chow mein. You like that Chinese lingo there, fried lice?
You did very well.
Oh, okay.
Your Manchurian is improving.
And this is a huge meal, folks. I have ordered it. It is huge.
I eat there at Lucky Star all the time.
Yeah.
The service is great. The meals are huge.
Yeah. You can't go down there and eat without taking at least half of it home.
Oh, at least, yes.
And the food's good. It's really good. Anyway, I'm going to give away this house special meal from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant to caller number 3. At 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and caller number 3 gets a house special dinner courtesy of Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant, and I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Roupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Roupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Roupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Roupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
It's time to play Coos Trivia.
I'll take Coos Business for $200, please.
Question, who is Jim Vick?
The owner of Jim Vick Auto Sales on Broadway in Virginia in North Bend.
Correct.
Vic! What year did Jim Vic get into the car business?
Easy, 1961.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
It's true. Did you know I just bought my pre-owned BMW from him?
I've noticed some great-looking Mercedes and Lexus models on the lot as well. I need to head down there now!
You do. And remember, Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You can stop calling now. We do have a winner. We'll give away some more stuff next week. But I want to get back to 719. Do you really realize the importance of what just happened? Both of our representatives from this area, Lion Arnie Roblin in the Senate, and now dishonest Caddy McEwen in the House.
Caddy McScrew'em, yeah.
McScrew'em, yeah. Well, that's what she did. Both of those people who supposedly represent your interests just voted to deprive you of two of your constitutional rights. They just voted to deprive you of your Second Amendment rights, and they just voted to deprive you of your Fourth Amendment rights, the prohibition against illegal search and seizure.
Now, remember, I was helping on a campaign just a couple of years or a year ago where I was helping the person who was running against Caddy McEwen, and Caddy said she would never vote against your gun rights. So what does that make, Caddy? What would you call
a lying piece of crap.
That's it, a lying piece of crap. And Caddy McScrew'em.
And you got to remember, folks, you know, Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, is a viciously, vehemently anti-gun multi-billionaire. He has spent billions of dollars across the country buying politicians who will support his anti-gun agenda. And, well, we already know that he bought Kate Brown. We know that he donated big bucks to her. And a number of other Democrats. I don't know if Caddy or Arnie got any of Bloomberg's money. I'll have to check on that.
Well, Jim, actually, he donates to a PAC that goes to all of the Democratic legislators.
Okay, so they did get his
all
money.
All of them are in it, right.
So now they're paying him back. It's another case of buying politicians to get your own way, to the detriment of the people they're supposed to represent.
You mean we're being influenced by a New York,
a former New
governor.
York.
He's influencing our elections. Wow, they need to investigate that, like the Russian probe.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If we're investigating the Russia probe regarding Trump, why in the hell are we not investigating Bloomberg regarding all the Democrats in the state of Oregon?
I want to know who he met with and when. That's right.
Yes. We do have a caller. We have Jim from North Bend. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. That's somewhat related. In Oregon, House Bill 2355 decriminalizes cocaine,
right,
heroin, methamphetamine and ecstasy,
well,
as long as the offender does not have any prior felonies or two prior drug convictions.
Yeah,
what's going on with this?
Well, it's another
on top of everything else.
Well, here's the deal on that, and I kind of looked at that. It was as it was working its way through the legislature. Both sides of the aisle are whining, "Oh my God, we've got too many people in jail. It's costing the taxpayers too much to keep these people in jail. So we've got to do something to keep from putting people in jail." That was the premise. And it was coming from both sides of the aisle. My question, and everybody should be asking this, okay, maybe it's saving the taxpayers a few bucks. Well, it won't, because when did government ever take money that they gave back? Has that ever happened? I can't recall it.
They're putting dangerous criminals out there, though, if you're talking heroin and methamphetamine, you know, meth and all that crap.
Well, here's the thing. It's costing us money now to keep them incarcerated. How much money does it cost society to leave those people on the streets? And if they haven't committed a crime yet, if they're doing those kinds of drugs on a regular basis, it's only a matter of time until they do commit a crime. And that costs all of us. You know, what if they get violent? What if they hurt somebody?
Just the sheer fact they're carrying a gun is a crime in itself because they have it involved with drug dealing.
I shouldn't say this, but if they're stupid enough to do Drano, methamphetamine, meth, they ought to just give it to them, and then we can go collect the bodies, and that'll take care of that.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that, Jim. I think all these addicts, you know, we've handled addicts with kid gloves. Portland's even set up places where they call them shooting galleries, where addicts can actually go and get state-sponsored clean needles so they can shoot up their heroin and whatever.
You know, I don't care what poison they put in their body, but for me to pay for it, damn.
Well, here's the deal.
X dollars at work.
I think
free abortion and all kinds of stipends for illegals.
Oh yeah,
sanctuary. Come on, man.
Well, this is the Democrat view of what America should be. But my attitude is, okay, you're an addict. You want to shoot heroin? Fine, we'll give you a place to shoot heroin. However, we will not pay for any of your medical expenses.
That's right.
We will not pay to save your sorry butt if you get busted for committing some other crime.
Right.
And when you ultimately die, which you will if you're doing that kind of stuff, I mean, it's a 100% probability.
Unless you're Keith Richardson, has plenty of money to get your blood transfused.
But when you finally die, if we do that to enough of them, we'll have all these bodies laying around. We could actually set up a new government agency, which would probably tickle the crap out of Democrats. They just love government agencies. We could set up a new government agency to go out and police up the bodies and plant them.
You wouldn't have to jail them.
Yeah, think of all the new employment it would create. Somebody's got to go out and collect the bodies. Somebody's got to dig the holes.
I think that's organic fertilizer is what that is.
Yeah, we could even make a profit. You know, grind them up, turn them into fertilizer.
Make America great again,
yeah.
You know, it's almost too much fun to speculate about this, but, you know, you've made some very valid points, Jim. It seems like everything that normal people realize is just plain stupid. That's the kind of crap that liberals are trying to push down our throats.
Well, I hate to say it, but back out east, some conservative friends of mine, Oregon's a laughing stock.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is. And you don't even have to be conservative. All you got to do is have some common sense and look at some of the boneheaded things they do.
Hey, buddy, you don't have to tell me. I've got relatives from Texas on Facebook, and when they see the stuff I post about Oregon, boy, you should see the heck I get, you know?
Well, Jim, we're out of time. I appreciate the call.
And
I appreciate you listening, and I very much appreciate every single one of you who listens to this show. I can't express that enough. I do thank you for listening, and we're out of time this week, of course. I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.